Dr. Allison Arwady joins us now. I hope that you're chuckling, Doctor. We're trying to put a smile on people's faces.
Sounds good.
Good. Chicago Department of Public Health Commissioner. So we're back to Tier 3. Before we go further at all, what's the number one message you want our listeners to hear today, Doc?
Yeah, number one message is really under the stay-at-home advisory, we need people staying at home as much as possible. You can go for work, you can go for school, you can go for things that are truly essential, like medical care, getting groceries, but otherwise, staying home, not having people into your home who don't already live there, and just doubling down on all of the coronavirus prevention that we know works.
Some of us have created these pods that aren't necessarily in the same house, but family members or close friends who we feel have been safe in their place and we're safe in our place. What do you make of the mingling of those?
Yes. Right now, with the amount of COVID we're seeing in Chicago, our estimate from earlier this week that as many as 1 in 15 Chicagoans has COVID right now, even if they've not all been diagnosed. And we know that somewhere between 1 in 15 and 1 in 21, even some of that bubble gathering carries more risk than it did previously. So I recognize there are situations where people may need to have others in for essential reasons, but broadly, if you can put off a gathering, now is the time to put that off.
Neither the city nor the state have closed businesses, though. So the idea is you can go in at a minimal capacity. What do you say then
That's
to people
right.
who want to shop at stores or people who work at stores?
Yes. So, and you're right, under these Tier 3 restrictions, retail stores did need to cut capacity, but did not close. And really, if you're going into a store, if you're working in a store, we're doubling down on making sure social distancing is in place, masking is in place, really wanting people to take this very seriously again, more like what we were doing back in the spring after we were reopening. I think in a lot of places, people got a little bit lax, and right now is the moment to get more serious. There were also closings of museums, casinos, and theaters, fewer customers and masks required in gyms and salons, and also a halt on indoor sports. This is not forever, but for now, these are all the kinds of somewhat less essential things that we do need to back off on.
I guess you'd, I wonder what pastors and priests, I wonder what churches are going to do then as a result.
Yeah, so, you know, the same guidance remains in place related to churches. We've really been pushing hard that gatherings in general carry much more risk with the amount of COVID that's here. There are strict requirements, a 10-person limit, even for things like a wedding or a funeral right now. And where there are gatherings that have to happen, keeping those as small as possible, and anywhere where anyone is gathering, extra attention to social distancing and to masking. But, you know, really the recommendation on the individual level is for people just right now to stay home as much as they can.
The vice president said yesterday about learning at home versus learning at school that the administration, and he's the chair of the president's coronavirus task force, the government's position is they want students to go to school. What advice do you have mm-hmm. to schools about this?
Yeah, so you might have heard right when I was, right from the get-go where we said stay at home as much as possible, except for work, school, and essential activities. And that's because we've really seen that where schools are open with very, very good mitigation practices, masks and social distancing and contact tracing, that schools here in Chicago and across the U.S. have not been the major sources of spread within the schools that we expected, honestly, that they would be. And so we have not, and the state has not, put a requirement in place that schools need to close at this point.
Yeah.
But certainly where there are more cases in the community, people getting infected, students and teachers and staff getting infected outside of school and coming in, there's much more potential for educational disruption at this point in sending pods home.
Yeah, it has not exploded at the Archdiocese of Chicago, though they had a 180-degree different take on this from Chicago Public Schools. You also said that while we haven't seen an explosion because kids go to schools, some people are suspicious of restaurants as not being places where the virus is spreading. Can you talk about numbers or how confident are you
yeah.
that restaurants are great places for this?
So the concern really with restaurants comes from both some national studies, and certainly we have some local data here, just that restaurants are a place that people tend to go to gather and then to take their masks off, by definition, to eat or to drink. And so there is just inherent risk when people gather in settings where they have to take their masks off. And so I do think our restaurants, by and large, here in Chicago, did a very good job of having mitigation things in place. But nevertheless, there is increased risk in those settings. And right now, especially where the strong recommendation is not to be gathering with anybody outside your household, and definitely not without masks on, just the very nature of the activity that takes place in restaurants carries additional concerns, especially, you know, the indoor piece. They do remain open, as you know, for the outdoor and for takeout. And we are strongly asking people who are able to here in Chicago to support local restaurants through takeout and delivery. There's a hashtag Takeout Chicago. If you do 10 times of takeout before December 15 and submit your information, you actually get entered for down the line, really cool behind the scenes tours at Soldier Field and some of the museums. We do want to support these businesses, but in a way that is safe right now related to coronavirus.
What's that hashtag again, Doctor?
Hashtag Takeout Chicago.
Takeout Chicago. Easy enough to remember. One last thing. 2, maybe 3 vaccines in the works. And maybe the news that we talked with Dr. Kevin Most from Northwestern a moment ago was that the antibody might actually give you longer immunity than we thought. All of that said, how optimistic are you about our ability to get through this winter, even through Christmas? How good or bad is it going to be?
Yeah, so the vaccine news is looking really promising. I'm very excited about the high level of efficacy and the safety data that we've seen so far, although no vaccine, of course, has been approved at this point. I do think we may start to see some vaccine just in small amounts for our highest risk healthcare workers, possibly in December, but for the great majority of Chicagoans, it's not going to be widely available for a number of months, which means us getting through Thanksgiving, Christmas, and really the worst of winter and the flu season is going to be about continuing to be very careful related to coronavirus. So the vaccine is coming, but first is the winter, and we're going to have to just be extra careful and not assume the vaccine will be here in time to stop potential trouble this winter.
Would you take the vaccine if it were available?
Yes. As soon as the FDA approves a vaccine that is safe and effective, I, of course, will look at the data myself. But when I am saying I recommend this, you know, for healthcare workers initially and later for more Chicagoans, I absolutely will not make that recommendation unless I'm going to get the vaccine myself. I'm excited about it. I'm planning to get it and recommend it to all my friends and family once there is a vaccine that has been approved.
Nice to talk to you, Dr. Allison Arwoody. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
No, she's busy.